Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich, winners of the Brokers Ireland Investment Excellence Award each year since 2014. Now that's reassuring.
Now, as we heard earlier, major changes have been announced to the Common Agricultural Policy by the European Commission. To discuss what this means for Irish farmers and its impact on their livelihoods, we're joined on the line by Kieran Mullooly, Independent Ireland MEP for the Midlands Northwest, and also by Ollie Moore, who's a representative of the Environmental Pillar, and you're both very welcome. Kieran, you might just, if you don't mind, briefly run us through some of the main proposals of the reform of CAP.
Well, I suppose much of the focus was clearly on the single farm payment. So the cheque in the post was the centre of my attention and the centre of most of the focus of MEPs, indeed the IFA and ICOS who are here in Brussels today. There had been a leak, and it turns out it was an accurate leak yesterday. Up to in the last term, 7-year term, we had over almost 360 billion euros spent on the cheque in the post. And that's what came to the individual company. In Ireland, when you look around, it works out on average just under 20,000 euro for a farmer. And instead of looking for a cut, farmers obviously looking for an increase in the situation. They're under increasing pressure in other markets, etc. So that was the focus. What happened this afternoon was, and the commissioner, I've just come out of asking him some questions in the committee here, he's admitted it's a reduction of 20% in the basic payment. Now, he is saying that, you know, there's additional new features for young farmers, which should be top-ups, that he says is going to work. He's going after this regeneration of farming issue. But he's also admitting that some of the old stuff, which was in Pillar 2, which many of your listeners will know, like rural development features, is now gone. There's no ring fencing for that anymore. You have leader companies all over the country who are responsible for rural development. And I'm really shocked by this evening, because he says there's an onus on the Irish government to come up with the funding now for those particular activities. I think this is a serious blow to the rural infrastructure and to the efforts to revive rural Ireland. That's
one of
the big issues.
Can you give me an example of what that would have been used for, that rural development funding?
I can indeed. Say if you're in County Galway and you're working, say, outside the city in Foirm Connemara or those areas, they would have targeted farmers or rural dwellers in terms of new enterprises. Small, low-income enterprises, which would supplement farming and keep them on the land. That's the big issue here. That's the big struggle. And that's one of the big failures, I think, of what Christoph Hansen did today. He has tried to talk up this issue of looking after farmers. And, you know, he gave the big stick as well, not the carrot today. He said, well, he's phasing out those cap payments to farmers who are old-age pensioners. That's going to go in 2032. But it can only go, in my opinion, if we can prove that there is a viability in farming for young people. And if we're going to take away the leader project, we're going to take away the small enterprise stuff, and we're not going to put it in the ring fenced in the budget at all. And you know the state of the Irish budget at the moment. I have great fears for what's going for the future of farming in terms of regeneration in the future.
Okay, Ollie Moore, what did you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots there that I would actually agree with, because certainly the CAP and cohesion budget combined, which is the new approach, is far smaller than what was there previously. So it's not even just that the CAP budget is smaller, that the cohesion budget itself is smaller, and the two of them combined are now kind of working together in one envelope. But as well as that, there's been a huge pivot towards military spending, obviously, with massive fold increases in military spending and in military mobility spending. And yeah, the destruction really of Pillar 2 and its components is very worrying, because that's where the agri-environmental measures are. Climate measures, organic farming leader, as was mentioned, and what's going to happen with those is obviously up in the air somewhat now. But also as well, there was a leak of the CAP proposal as well. And all of the GIACs, like the conditionality, they're apart from the SMRs, but the actual GIAC conditionalities, which are to do with like soil and crop rotations and landscape features and all that, that's all kind of gone as well. Like, and that was obviously signaled by how CAP was moving. But there's even less in terms of transition to better environmental performance in CAP, and even less money to do it. As Kieran said, the only place where there was some positivity maybe was in terms of generational renewal. Some of the startup money is a little bit higher potentially there for farmers. But in general, what you're seeing is a pivot away from both farming and regional development, a pivot towards military spending, less money for farmers, even less money for the environmental elements of farming. So, yeah, none of that is good news.
OK, so, Kieran, bad for the environment, bad for farming, bad for food production. Can you see anything good in it? I know the Commission has suggested there might be stronger synergies between policies and less red tape, more flexibility in how the money can be spent.
I tend to be genuine. I would love to say that Christoph Hansen has brought something good in here, because I really thought he got it. As a farmer himself in Luxembourg, with a reasonable size farm, I thought he got this. But the problem is, he confirmed today, we're going to need new national and regional plans now. So we've got this national development plan at home we're working on at the moment. Now we're going to need a new national and regional plan so we can decide how we spend the rest of the money in the new one fund. Now, to me, it's another layer of administration. We know what we need. We know what was in the last leader program and one and two, and we know what was there for it. So I'm really, really disappointed. And you cannot get away from the point. Your other speaker is quite right. Look at the figures. 150 billion has gone to defence and space. That's a fivefold increase. Our farming industry has been downgraded today big time by this commissioner. And I can tell you, he went in front of about 40 MEPs there in the Agriculture Committee. He was slated by all sides this evening. Everybody in the room, including some people from
so
his own country.
To support it then?
Well, this is clearly what's going to happen next. We're starting a process today, a two-year process, and this plan is going to be taken apart line by line, and it will be taken apart line by line. It won't get political support. It's clear, and you know, people are feeling sorry for the commissioner. It's clear this is coming from the top. It's President von der Leyen is being blamed for this in particular, and particularly the focus she has brought to defence in this situation. We understand what's going on.
Yeah, so sorry, I want to get back to defence in a second, because that is an important part of it, and you both brought it up. But just, Ollie, just to yourself, on what this might mean for consumers out there, because we heard from the IFA that this might raise the cost of food production for people, and for people it's already very high in this country, as we know. Do you expect that is what will happen?
Well, I mean, as Kieran said, like, it's got 2 years of negotiations to go through between the Parliament and the Council. I mean, I think in general the food prices have to do more with like the harsh impact of climate weirding and the costs of production. I don't think this particular budget is too early to say whether that's going to specifically impact food prices. But like, there's lots of different ways to deal with and ameliorate food prices. I think the biggest problem is that there's no direction that's in any way going to deal with the huge climate and environmental and social problems that we're seeing in Europe. There's nothing to deal with that, and everything is more about business as usual meets with defence spending. So there's
okay,
that's the
so
main
for
worry,
example,
really.
From an environmental perspective, then, as you see it, for farmers who are trying to implement the changes that they're being told they need to implement to try and get our emissions down in the agriculture sector, the different targets that they've been given, and they've huge targets in this country, does this make it much more difficult for them to do that?
Well, it does, because the environmental components of the agriculture funding are just... that there's just less and less money for that, and there's more and more money is going into defence and into every area other than anything to do with the environment or with the social cohesion. So this is the problem. It's leaving, like, it's not even just that the cap budget is down, it's that the cohesion budget itself is down. That's the thing that helped with like roads and railways in the countryside over the years in Ireland. So all of those areas are declining, and what's being left basically is the pivot towards military spending, really.
And again, Kieran, before we get into the military spending issue, we do have a couple of texts in, you know, and this is a taste of them. Maybe farmers should sell up their land if they're not economically viable, let some consolidation occur. What do you make of that?
If that's what we want, then we can forget about food security in the country, I think, for starters. We've realised during what happened in Ukraine how reliant we were on food and coming from other parts of the world. We must support the base of farming there. And I agree with the other speaker with regard to the environmental move as well. I mean, we've spent 6 months here looking at this Gaia classification. That's for your listeners, PT soil classification. And our Department of Agriculture is contesting this issue with the farmers for 6 months. Now it's gone today. It's gone. They're sending it back to the Department of Agriculture to look at it again. Mm-hmm. A really, really inferior move, for as I'm concerned. It doesn't help the situation at all.
Okay, so talking briefly then on the defence spending, because what we've been hearing...
Can I just say one thing about it? Called digressive classification today. Digressive classification, some of your listeners may be interested in this. The people at the very top who are getting the big, big checks are going to be hit by this one. And the people at the bottom will, to some small extent. For instance, I've just checked it out this evening. In 2019, when the single farm payment started, one of the biggest ones in the country, your listeners may be interested to know, was the Larry Goodman and his family based in County Louth. They would have received 417,000 for two farms in County Louth at that time. By my reading this evening, the new regulation reduces that to 100 grand.
Okay, and is that not a good thing that the bigger farmers get less funding, maybe the smaller farmers, the new younger farmers get more?
Well, I throw it in because I think it is in a general sense. But the problem is, we asked the commissioner, where is the money going? Where is the money? And instead of the money going into the single fund that's left now, it's not.
Okay, that's where it's going into defence, as you both noted.
Exactly.
And I wanted to ask you, Ciarán, about that, because we've been hearing really since Donald Trump began his latest go with the presidency in the US and everything that he said, that we need in Europe to bulk up our own defence. We can't be reliant on the US anymore. We know how vulnerable that makes us. And I suppose the money has to come from somewhere, doesn't it?
Listen, I sit beside members of the Parliament from Estonia and the Baltic countries. I hear every day how concerned they are about what's going on. And I get it. I understand what they're doing. But we're getting into the investment features now are going off the scale. And particularly in relation to our country and our GDP and our ability to meet the demands and say, we're going off the scale. We just can't do it. And I feel the point is coming where the Irish government are going to have to stand up at the council of ministers and make that very clear. I feel when 150 billion today, fivefold increase. To me, it is not what the Irish people wanted. We want certainly, and we have made a commitment. Okay. We have improved our own defences. We've invested in new gear and new equipment, etc. But this really is bringing it to a different level. Okay. And it's a scary element too. If you're an MEP in these chambers listening to this debate, it's also somewhat scary to hear the level of investment they're gone into now, because it's bringing us into a different situation.
All right, well, that's very interesting. One texter saying, Europe prioritising war over food says it all. It'll never work. Everyone will pay more for all foodstuffs, and we're struggling already. Thank you both very much for joining us on the programme this evening. That's Ciarán Mullooly and Ollie Moore.